Our epistle for this Sunday within the octave of the Nativity is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differs in no way from a slave, though he is not the master of all, although he is the master of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the time set by his father. So we too, when we were children, were enslaved under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent you the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So that he is no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, an heir also through God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 33 through 40. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were marveling at the things spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and for the rise of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be contradicted. And thine own soul a sword shall pierce, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was also Anna, a prophetess, daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Aser. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years from her maidenhood, and by herself as a widow to 84 years. She never left the temple, with fasting and prayers, worshiping night and day. And coming up at the very hour, she began to give praise to the Lord and spoke of him to all who were awaiting the redemption of Israel. And when they had fulfilled all things prescribed in the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, into their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, and he was full of wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And for a sign that shall be contradicted. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, this Sunday is full of great significance and gives us much matter for meditation. Oftentimes we read over these things and we don't pause to consider the lessons that can be found. Here we have Joseph and Mary taking the child Jesus to the temple as prescribed by the law. They are to offer their child, their firstborn, to God and buy him back by what they offer in the temple in return. Joseph was to offer 5 shekels and Mary a lamb. Unless they were poor, then 2 turtle doves. And Joseph and Mary were poor in the eyes of the world. Now let us consider the temple for a moment. Dreamt of by David, constructed by Solomon, rebuilt by Herod. This edifice was made for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that was to worship God. The Mosaic Law, the religion of the chosen people, was all about the coming of the Messiah, full of prefigurements and symbolism. But we know the Spirit of God was there. As that cloud of fire by night and that cloud by day went before the chosen people and descended upon the Holy of Holies whenever they set up their camp in the desert and their little tabernacle in the desert to worship God, and then finally descending upon the temple. So we know the presence of God was there, but not like this day. This day was different. Mary might not have had a lamb, and Joseph was lacking the shekels. But what he came with and offered in the temple was priceless. It was God made man. Christ coming to the temple, coming to the place that was prefiguring him. All the lambs that were slaughtered, sacrificed, represented he who was the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Blessed Mother brought the Lamb of God. Saint Joseph, priceless, bringing the Queen of heaven and earth and the King of kings and the Lord of lords into the temple built to worship him. Let us consider this building. By providence, we have it. It is set up in order so we, according to the dictates of Christ, can worship God. Not like the people of old, not like the Old Testament. Those were symbolisms and prefigurements. What we have is what took place when Joseph and Mary brought Christ to the temple. We have Christ here in this temple. And what is his purpose? Is his purpose to exist in a building? No building's adequate. His realm is heaven. Then why do we gather here? What is the purpose? What is the reason? We gather here to worship him the way he wants to be worshiped. And what is it that he wants? We read it in Scripture where he says, "My will is to be with the children of men." He wants to be in our hearts. When we were baptized, original sin was washed away. The stain of original sin from our souls. We were given sanctifying grace, the life of God in our souls. And our bodies were consecrated. Dedicated and consecrated with the holy oils. The oil of catechumen first, and then the holy chrism. Like a temple, a place dedicated to worship God. The consecration of a church, your body was consecrated. That's why St. Paul says, you are temples of the Holy Ghost. What makes us a temple? Because the life of God is meant to exist in the tabernacle. The tabernacle called the soul. Holy Mother of the Church gives us St. Paul's letter to the Galatians today, where he's talking about being children of God and being slaves. Slaves under the elements of the world. But then makes a distinction. When the fullness of time came, God sent his son, born of a woman under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoptions of sons. And because that took place, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. In a few moments, Christ will be born again on the altar. To what purpose? Because He likes hiding Himself under the appearance of bread. Because there's something about lying on linen. No. Because He loves you and He loves me. That is this mystery. This is what we are reminded of today. He comes to us because He loves us. And He knows we need Him. The sign of contradiction. He was born as Savior of the world. Came to redeem all men. But the contradiction is that so many refuse that redemption. Contradiction? He was in the world. The world was made by Him. The world knew Him not. How can the creature not know its creator? He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as receive Him, He gives them power to become sons of God. But you can't just receive Him in word. That's not sufficient. You have to receive Him in your heart. You have to want Him. Really want Him. And if you want Him, you have to want His way. And His way will contradict the world's ways. You're going to have to fight against self. You're going to have to fight against the devil. And you're going to have to fight against the world. If you take a look at the feasts that surround Christmas, look at how many of them are martyrs. Yesterday we celebrated or commemorated the Holy Innocents. Actually, when the priests approached the altar, they didn't don the gold vestments of this joyful time, but purple, remembering the innocent children who were born and were killed so shortly after they breathed life. Why? Because they were close to His age. But anyways, isn't that the way the world is? If any part of you points to Christ, the true Christ, automatically you have enemies. How about today's feast, which we commemorate, St. Thomas Becket, stood up against the earthly power, would not let the church be abused. And as he was chanting Vespers on the Feast of Christmas there in the church, the king's men came and put him to death in front of the Eucharistic king. A sign of contradiction? But he's a saint. Yeah, the day after Christmas, the Feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr of the new law, pointed to Christ and says, He's the Savior. You guys rejected Him. You can't reject Him. This is the Messiah. And they stopped their ears and they took Him out and they stoned Him to people who should have known Him and accepted Him. Him, He who's here. Or we say we believe He's here, present in the Eucharist. Do we know Him? Do we want to know Him? Do we want to follow Him? If you do, then you will have the Spirit of God in your hearts. You will have meaning in your life and joy that starts in time but is eternal. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.